From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The summit of the Group of Eight Industrial Nations opens today in an earthquake-devastated city in central Italy. President Obama will be met there by Italy's scandal-plagued prime minister. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from L'Aquila.
President Obama will fly by helicopter from Rome to L'Aquila, a mountain city many of whose buildings are a pile of rubble following a major quake on April 6th. Later in the day, Prime Minister Berlusconi will escort the president on a tour of the city's damaged monuments. The agenda of the G8 multinational talks will range from the global economy and world hunger to climate change and Iran's nuclear ambitions. Over the next 3 days, the summit will be enlarged to about 40 delegations from countries like China, India, and Brazil, and struggling nations in Africa. But the talks risk being overshadowed by allegations of the Italian host's womanizing. Critics have also accused his government of poor planning for the summit. Yesterday, a combative Berlusconi lashed out against the foreign media and denounced the allegations as slander. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, L'Aquila.
According to two intelligence officers, a barrage of missiles fired from a U.S. unmanned plane has destroyed a Taliban training camp in northwest Pakistan, killing at least 10 insurgents. The officials say six missiles struck a mountaintop training facility in the Karwan Manza area of South Waziristan before dawn today. South Waziristan is a stronghold of Pakistani Taliban leader Fetullah Masood. The nationality of the slain men was not immediately known. The Food and Drug Administration is requiring warnings on the labels of pain medications such as Darvon and Darvocet. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
All painkillers have their problems. The so-called NSAIDs upset the stomach. Acetaminophen is easy to overdose on. Opioid drugs can be constipating and addicting. The FDA is also worried about propoxyphene, the painkiller in Darvon, Darvocet, and some generic drugs. Following a petition from Public Citizen asking the agency to withdraw the drugs from the market, the FDA studied what data it has on the drug, including reports of 91 deaths in 35 years. Not all of those deaths could be blamed on propoxyphene alone. The FDA is denying the petition to ban the drugs, but it is requiring manufacturers to strengthen the warning on the drug's labels, provide a medication guide, and do more studies on the drug's safety. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
Japanese stock prices took a beating today. The Nikkei average fell by 227 points, or 2.4%. The market was hurt by an unexpected slide in domestic machinery orders. Meanwhile, oil prices fell to near $62 a barrel in Asian trading. Benchmark crude for August delivery was down by 71 cents to $62.24 a barrel. This is NPR News. The Supreme Court in Massachusetts has struck down the use of mandatory arbitration to prohibit class action lawsuits. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The ruling by the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts is not the first to strike at pre-dispute binding arbitration, but its rejection of it is broad. The case involves Dell Computer, which is alleged to have improperly constructed its service contracts to charge state sales tax even in states where it's not required. Dell argues that because of the arbitration provisions it puts into the contracts, the company is immune from class action by consumers who've been allegedly overcharged anywhere from $10 to hundreds of thousands of dollars for corporate clients. There are potentially millions of affected customers nationwide. The Massachusetts court ruled Dell could not use arbitration clauses to prohibit class action by that state's consumers. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Karl Rove has appeared before the House Judiciary Committee to answer questions on the role he may have played in politically motivated firings of U.S. attorneys. Committee Chairman John Conyers confirms the former White House official made the closed-door appearance yesterday. The committee has been trying to determine who created the list of federal prosecutors who would lose their jobs. Conyers has said he suspects the trail led to the White House, but the Michigan Democrat has been unable to prove it. Former President George W. Bush asserted executive privilege for Rove and former White House lawyer Harriet Myers and refused to let them testify. But the committee reached an agreement with Rove's lawyer earlier this year that calls for Rove to testify, Conyers says, under the penalty for perjury. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.